Jay Tetzloff, director of the Miller Park Zoo and also director of Bloomington Parks and Rec. These are the good days in your job when you get to say, we planned for it, we were fundraising, and it actually happened. New exhibit opening tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Yeah, finally opening Greater Flamingo exhibit at the zoo, and have over 20 birds in the exhibits. They've been out off and on since Tuesday, getting acclimated to the new exhibits, and tonight's members' night, so if you are listening and you're a member of the Zoological Society, you can get in free tonight and get the sneak peek. We're expecting a good crowd, so
beautiful weather.
Be good to show off these beautiful birds.
Timeline of dreaming of flamingos and having them actually occur.
It was part of the master plan process, so that was approved in 2012, so that tells you how long this has taken to happen. Long thought during, you know, we talked about flamingos a lot during the master plan, and we were trying to break the zoo in geographical, and for a long time, seals was going to be right up front. And knowing that that's a big-ticket item, I said, you know, I don't want this to be sitting there empty for so long. So after many drawings and many conversations with the consultant, I said, you know, let's do flamingos up front, and that's where Africa will be. It's an unused space. It's a cheap exhibit compared to some of the bigger ones. Seemed like a low-hanging fruit.
And a very good first impression when you walk in.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until Monday as I'm driving in and going, our best exhibit is about to open, and it's the first thing you see. So it's that first impression, and what it is the impression of the zoo's vision going forward. So it's this first project of that master plan, and it shows where the future of the zoo will go over the next 15, 20 years, I hope.
This species of flamingos is the largest. It is not the pinkest, but it, to me, is the most dramatic. You would not normally see them unless you were in Tunisia or Africa. Are they an endangered species?
They are not. They're one of the few species out there where their population is actually increasing. And that's because they live in places that no one else lives, really. They like flat salt water basins just off the coast, typically. So it's not a very well-populated area. There's no meat to these guys, so no one's going to probably eat them, which is another reason why mammals have issues.
And yet they're very rare in zoos in the United States.
They are. There's only 13. We're the 13th zoo in the country to have them. These are greater flamingos. They stand 5 feet tall. They are the palest of the flamingos.
Still pink.
But they're still pink when some of them, especially because we have a few 20-year-olds, and their coloration on their wings, especially when they're out, is absolutely, I'll say, breathtaking. It's just really cool. These guys can live up to 50 years. So
wow.
Very long-lived species. So we could have these birds for a very long time. It's great.
And it's possible in the breeding season that we could see baby flamingos.
That's the goal. Those 20-year-olds are very valuable genetically. And, well, we want all of them to try to reproduce. And we have a nesting area for them. That's, as you walk in, it's the island kind of in the back. And the purpose of that island, the sole purpose of that is for them to have a nesting site.
If we have successful breeding, do we have room for the additional flamingos, or would they be then given to other zoos?
We do think we have room to expand. What we will probably ask from the breeding program next is to bring in more females, because we have more males than females, and they like to pair up equally. But most offspring after 2 years would probably go to other zoos. These are pretty in high demand in zoos right now. So I would guess our babies after 2 years would probably go elsewhere.
Tell me about the flamingos' just attitude. You've gotten to see them in sneak peeks this week with other guests. Do they seem to like crowds, or right now are they apprehensive?
They're a typical flamingo, very apprehensive, adjusting to their new area. They've only been out there about 10 hours total. So they're still getting used to everything, getting used to different sights and sounds. They've heard the eagles. They've heard the lemurs. The gibbons, so they all kind of perk their head up when they hear different sounds.
Do they make noise in return?
They do. Not necessarily with other sounds, but they, as they get more adjusted, they'll be more and more vocal. When they're bathing and kind of splashing around in the pool, they're vocalizing a lot more. So that was kind of the purpose, is when you walk in, you're going to see lots of action, lots of movement, lots of sound. And see some absolutely gorgeous birds.
I'm not crazy that I find these birds more fascinating than so many other birds I've been introduced to, but I'm also a bird-friendly person. I've had pet parrots and mm-hmm. other birds that I've been able to handle and see their affectionate side. When you watch other people react to flamingos for the first time, what are they amazed by?
I think for these guys, it's the size. You know, when you see a five-foot-tall bird, again, most common species are Caribbeans, and they're more like 3.5 to 4 feet. So these guys are a foot taller. So I think the size of them takes people by surprise, especially for shorter people or kids. Like, they're looking down on me. So I think that's the first thing that takes away.
A pink version of Big Bird, if
yes.
you will.
Yes. Very elegant, the way they walk when it's not a rush. So that's still... You know, because these guys are just, they're just a beautiful bird. It's hard to put it in words.
There's an impression that they always make the number four and sleep on one foot. Is that true or false?
They typically do sleep on one foot. They can lay down to sleep, but that's very atypical.
Why one foot?
People have looked into that for years, and it's pure speculation. Most think it's to rest. No reason to put all your weight on both feet when you can just put it on one and just kind of relax. I've seen birds switch legs right away. So I don't have the answer. I don't know if we have an answer. We can't, they can't tell us what the true reason is.
When we see the birds be fed, if we get to see the birds be fed, what do they eat?
These guys get a grain, and it's, called flamingo. It's Missouri flamingo breeder or maintenance, depending what type of year it is. And, we've got a little feeder pool right next to the big pool that people will be able to see them eat. And they're very messy eaters. That's why we have an itty-bitty little pool that they'll be able to eat from. And hopefully they'll stay there when they eat because they filter feed. So they put their beak in the water and then just kind of shake things through their beak. And it filters what they want to eat. But it kind of makes a mess.
So do we get splashed if we're too close?
No. There shouldn't be anything like that. But if they're in the deep end up front, there's a chance. I won't say there's not.
Because I've seen even tiny birds make quite a mess in a bird
bath.
Yes.
The goal is this little pool will be cleaned every day because it'll be messy. But the big pool, we're hoping to get by for a couple weeks and conserve water and conserve money, conserve our resources. But you never know until you have everybody moving through and eating and doing all the things they're going to do in the pool. And we'll see how it goes. So that was one of the questions I got asked by city council over and over was, how much will the exhibit cost to run? I'm like, I don't know. Can we go a month without cleaning the pool? Can we go a week? It all depends on how well the filtration system works and how messy the birds are. So,
do they stay out 24/7 or do they go inside?
We have brought them in the last two nights, mostly because of storms. We're going to play by ear. The goal is to leave them out at night, up until when it gets too cold for them to be out at night. Because the more you move them, the more chances of something happening, because that's such a flock mentality. If one runs into the fence, they're all going to run into the fence. If they all run into the building, they're all going to run into the building. So we want to make sure that we're working slowly with them, but also let them kind of gauge how they're doing. But we purposely brought them in last night because of storms. But we hope to leave them out at night.
Jay Tetzloff, one last question on the new greater flamingos, the largest species of flamingos in the grand openings of the Miller Park Zoo tomorrow at 9 a.m. You get to enjoy them from now and forevermore. When you're watching the flock, do you have a favorite that you can tell apart from the rest?
They're all banded, so we can't tell them apart.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that's one of the tallest ones. It has an orange band of... I have to admit, it's either XX or KK. Kind of need better eyesight than what I've got to see really good what they are. But
the creatures themselves are so similar, it's
hard
to tell them apart.
Yeah, we would not be able to tell. Males and females look alike. They're different heights, but that's more age. So we have to use the bands. So that one seems to be maybe the top dog right now, so I'm kind of enjoying watching how he interacts with the others. I think he's the largest one in there as well, but they're all pretty close to the same height, or not all, but there's three or four that are about the same height.
Well, we'll learn more about the flamingos as the exhibit opens tomorrow, although if you're, as you said, a museum member, you can get a sneak peek tonight. And just a word to the wise that Jay was telling me off the air, if you have kids that are looking for summertime fun, mm-hmm. your junior zookeeper classes and events are not all filled up for the summer.
Right, we still have space for our camps and classes, so go to millerparkzoo.org and you can register. You can see what classes we have, then you can register. And, yeah, we still have spaces for camps that are upcoming.
So fascinating. Follow along with the Miller Park Zoo at millerparkzoo.org, on Facebook, on Instagram, mm-hmm. Miller Park Zoological Society. Find out about the trip you can take to Costa Rica mm-hmm. with Jay Tetzloff. And always regular updates, because I'm just an animal lover, here on WJBC.